Heavenly Father, may you speak to us through my words, in our thoughts, and in our hearts. Amen. Well, it's very good to be with you all this morning. It's lovely to be here. And when I was speaking with Bob about the service for today, he said that you didn't always focus on your patron saint today, at this time of year. Well, I thought it might be an opportunity just to reflect on St. Bartholomew. And it is actually today, the day that we celebrate his life and his work and his mission. In many respects, I can understand why he might not become a regular annual feature here in your life, since that we actually know very little about this man. So what do you say about the man whom we know very, very little about? There's a brief mention in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke of him being there as one of the disciples who was called by Jesus, often being linked with Philip as well, although there's nothing about him specifically in John's Gospel. The other significant mention of Bartholomew is in the book of Acts, and it's here that he is present at the ascension of Christ, and then in the upper room with the disciples, and with a few women as well. So recognition of women at last as well, that they are there with the disciples as they wait to receive the Holy Spirit in their lives. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there with others, waiting to receive that sign in their lives to take them forward, to live, preach, and spread the word, the good news of the gospel message. So Bartholomew is there very much a part of what's going on. A witness, a messenger, commissioned by Jesus. And yet we really know nothing about his character, his personality, the specific work that he performed, and how his ministry was actually performed, fulfilled. There is, however, mention in Acts, the reading that we've heard today, about which actually takes him a little bit step further forward there on his journey with the apostles. The chosen were gathered there in Solomon's portico, that sort of eastern colonnade of Herod's temple. It was there that their ministry was actually coming alive. It tells us that many signs and wonders were performed through the apostles. The sick were brought out into the streets to receive healing. People not just from Jerusalem, but from the surrounding areas. People clamored even just to get into Peter's shadow. Such was the influence and the power that they were beginning to have from God. Bartholomew was no doubt a part of these incredible events, bringing many men and women to the Lord and to God. Bartholomew may not have been one of the front runners in the pack, someone unlike Peter, who stepped up to the mark always, whether that was foot washing, walking on the water, those events that Peter simply couldn't sit back from. He wanted to be there. He wanted to be involved. No, this was Bartholomew, someone who was quite prepared to fulfill the calling that he was given by Jesus, and yet he did not bask in the spotlight of recognition through the gospel writers. Well, I believe that our churches today are filled with people who are just like Bartholomew, which is why I thought it was important that we celebrated his life today and his faith. Many of us here are people who do not like to sit in the reflection of glory, who live lives that are perhaps quite unremarkable in the eyes of some. And yet those people are often fulfilling a life of quiet witness and service in their own way. And in a sense, they do need to be recognized as well, because they are an important part, you are an important part of the mission, the life, the work of God in this place. Please don't think that I'm saying that there's anything negative about being leaders, or indeed leadership, because we do need these people to give a direction to church families and to assist in the development of the faith. But I'm sure there are many people here at St. Bartholomew's who may not be members of the ministry team, members of the leadership here, and yet they are quietly going about doing good neighbourly deeds, lending a listening ear to a neighbour or a friend in need, visiting people in their homes who are lonely. So much work to be done. There's also another important thing that every one of us can do in our own faith journey, which the apostles and indeed Jesus Christ did himself. It doesn't take guts and courage to stand up in front of anyone or to put your head above the parapet even. That important task is for every one of us to pray. Every day, bringing people and things to God that we're holding in our hearts. Asking for his strength and his power to intercede in these situations. And we don't have to look far today to find situations in the world, or indeed closer to home, where God's healing power, his healing touch, is needed so much. But I also want you to think about the ways in which God can use the most unsuspecting people to fulfill his will. I'd like to share with you my own call to faith and the way in which God used the most unexpected person to change my life, and the way it changed the life of my family, and to bring us back to God. The story starts in suburban Surrey about 30 years ago. My wife Claire and our young twin sons had moved from being near Southampton to live in Lightwater in Surrey, near Camberley, so that I could take up my new post working for Customs and Excise in Woking. I forgot to tell you that I was a tax collector for 32 years, I might add. I take great comfort in St. Matthew, have great affinity with him and his earlier career in the same line. Well, my new boss at the VAT office in Woking was asking me how we were settling in. We'd been there a few months. I had to say, not very well. The truth was, whilst I was quite happy in my work, Claire was finding things quite difficult in this commuter village, town now really. Not sure whether people were going to talk to you one day to the next. Difficulty making friends. I had to tell Robbie, my boss, that things were not good. To my surprise, he said to me, "Have you been to the church?" "No." We'd been involved in churches in our younger years, but nothing recently. So Robbie said, "We'll go along on Sunday." But then he came out with the most amazing piece of information. He said, "You won't find me there because I'm not a Christian. But my wife is. She's a church warden. I'll tell her to look out for you." So we went along that Sunday. And it changed our lives. When it came to leaving that church family some 6 years later, all four of us sat in the church and wept at the thought of moving to a new area. We were coming here to Oxfordshire. Who would have thought that those few words, spoken by a man who professed not to be a Christian, would have had such an incredible effect on my life, on all of our lives. To the extent that I'm standing in front of you here today as an ordained priest. There's much more to the story, but Robbie was there at my ordination in Christchurch. He always kept an interest in what was going on, what we were doing, where God was calling us next. Sadly, he since died, but my goodness, what an effect he had in those few words. Doing the work of God in a very simple but very effective way. Spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. All that he brought into the world. And yet this man was not a Christian. Robbie was one of those people who was able to encourage and enable others. Who in fact was working for God in the background. Who could make a difference to the world in small but incredible ways. And so it is with many people like him. God uses the most amazing situations and the most unexpected people to bring others into the kingdom. We must never give up hope in that. And as I've said already, they don't even need to be Christian. But God can still use them. People who work in the background, who don't seek the headlines nor the spotlights, but are the lifeblood of our church communities. I've no doubt that there are many people here who fulfill God's will and spread his word through the small things that they are saying and doing each and every day. We should not forget the words of the gospel reading from Luke today. In reply to the apostles who were jostling for position, Jesus said to them that the first shall be last. The greatest shall be the least, and the leader must be like the one who serves. It is to people such as this that Jesus confers the kingdom of God. It's people such as this who are working in the shadows, who can and do make a difference to our world. The unsung heroes, perhaps just like St. Bartholomew. So as we give thanks for his life and the witness of St. Bartholomew, for the witness of faithful men and women over the years in this wonderful church, parts of it, I think, since the 12th century. Amazing. The life of God and of his son, Jesus Christ, has been lived out in this community through this church. We might also pray that God's work will continue to be fulfilled here in Ducklington as you journey into the future. And the church is not, of course, just the building. It's the people. All of you, the living breath and life of Jesus Christ here in this parish and the communities from where you come from, where you live. And sometimes we will never know how our words might have influenced other people in their lives, how it might have changed their lives. We can only leave that to the incredible Almighty God whom we love. Whom we worship today and every day of our lives. Amen.